Poor Bess, Mad Bess, so they call me. I'm metamorphosed. Strange sights and visions I do see. By furies I am led. Tom was the cause of all my woe. To him I loudly cry. My love to him there's none doth know. Yet here he lets me lie. This Bethlehem is a place of torment. Here's fearful notes still sounding. Here minds are filled with discontent and terror still abounding. Some shake their chains in woeful wise. Some swear, some curse, some roaring. Some shrieking out with fearful cries. And some their clothes are tearing. O cursed elect, O that fierce fury, Megara Tisiphone, our governors of my late glory, wise palace me doth shun. My gems, my jewels, and my earrings are turned to iron fetters. They now do serve for others' wearings, such as are now my betters. O'er Cod's fairies now doth lead me, over mountains, hills, and valleys. Naiads doth through waters drive me, and breeze with me dallies. Oh, sometimes I dream of my Tom, then with my folded arms I him embrace, saying welcome, but waking breeds my harms. A just Dea now robbeth me of all my wit and patience. Angerona will not receive me to live in peace and silence. My mind runs on my fine apparel, which once did fit my wearing. Then with myself I seem to quarrel, my rags I fall to tearing. Oh, once I was as fair as Briseis, and chaste as was Cassandra. But living void of joy and blisses, I'm hero to Leander. For as chaste hero herself drowned, so I am drowned in sorrow. The fates on me hath sorely frowned, no patience I can borrow. I'm like to fair Philomela, by Terrors basely ravished. Yet when his burning lust did thaw, he closely her imprisoned. And even so I'm quite deflowered, by Tom of all my senses. My love and means he hath devoured, making no recompenses. You gods and all you goddesses, pray listen to my mourning, and grace me with this happiness to see my Tom's returning. Or if you will not grant me this, to send him hither to me, send me but word whereas he is, and Tom I'll come unto thee. If that he be in God Mars's train, where armor brightly glitters, be sure I'll fetch him home again, in spite of the three sisters. Or if he be in Venus' court, where Cupid shoots his arrows, I'll fetch him thence from all his sport, only to ease my sorrows. Say who comes here, 'tis the sisters three, which lately I did mention. I doubt they come to chide with me, and hinder my intention. Clotho brings will, Lexis doth spin, Atropos cuts asunder. Now I'll away and not be seen, each one is my commander. You maids and virgins, fair and pure, note well and careful calling. You cannot think what I endure. Cupid hath caused my falling. When I was as now many be, free from God Cupid's arrows, I would have smiled at any she that should tell me of sorrows. My lodging once was soft and easy, my garments silk and satin. Now in a lock of straw I lie, this is a woeful pattern. My diet once was choice and fine, all which did not content me. Now I drink water, once good wine was not unless 'twere sent me. Thus pride and love together join to work my utter ruin. They wrought my discontent in mind, which causes my undoing. And thus, good people, all adieu, perhaps you may see me. Farewell, I bid once more to you, I'm grieved sore, believe me. But if you chance once more to come, bring tidings from my dearest. By all means, bring my true love, Tom, he's welcomest when he's nearest. The day is past and night is come, and here comes our commander. He'll lock me into a dark room, 'tis sorrow's chiefest chamber.